Hello viewers, welcome to the first episode of Fins and Tins. Now, I've done a little checklist on different topics to cover over these episodes or the recordings. And I've also asked people what I should be covering because, you know, first time doing this, never really done it before. And just going to go over every aspect of surfing. I haven't had any questions yet, but of course I only just put out my trailer a couple days ago. And now obviously this is Saturday, the days that I will be recording. And you guys, just anyone that's listening, send in questions. I don't really care what they are. Just send in anything. Really. I'll answer it. And I'll put it in here. It's like, give me something to do. Because, like, I want feedback. I want you guys' questions. Yeah, so one of the topics that I wanted to discuss today and what is discussed throughout surfing and throughout people that do surf and communities that surf. And that is one of how, like, especially start, if you're starting to surf, how do you integrate into the surf culture in your town or your city, wherever you come from. If you're just getting into surfing, even if you're getting in a bit late, you might be 20, you might be 13, you might be 8. How do you integrate into that surf culture? And really, it's just about if you know people. That's the main thing. I think people that have parents that surf or family members, you know, really draw off that and can integrate a lot better by taking them out to the surf spots that, you know, the locals surf. Because, like, there's obviously the main beaches and the main breaks and everything, but, you know, unless you've been surfing there for ages, like, you're not going to know some of the breaks. Like, here in Warrnambool, there's a few breaks that I've never surfed. And I only really started properly surfing every day, pretty much every day, like, a year and a bit ago, almost 2 years ago. And up until even now, I've never surfed some of the spots. Like, going out to Port Ferry, I've surfed most of them, but there's still a few spots that I've never surfed, and even in Warrnambool, there's spots that I've never heard of, which is where I'm from, and, you know, it kind of helps you to get that basic knowledge that can help you, I don't know, meet new people, because that's, like, pretty much what it's all about. But obviously, from the perspective of someone that's got no one, like, maybe none of their family members do surf, and me, myself, no one in my family has surfed except for maybe, like, my uncles, but I've only met my uncles a few times. Like, my main uncle that surfed, he lives up in bloody Queensland now, so a fair hike from where I am. And he was the only one that really surfed, all down towards Peterborough and all that. But I'm only kind of getting into it now and kind of getting into that surf culture from where I am because of friends, you know, from school, or, you know, you gotta find people that do surf, and, like, really, like, ask them questions, like, be like, oh, yeah, I'm surfing now, like, can I go out for a surf with you? Because if they're decent people, like, which pretty much most of the time they are, they'll just be like, yeah, sure, come with me, we'll, like, let's go at this time, blah, blah, blah. The wind's going to be really good. It's going to be straight northerly. You know, all this stuff. And I'm slowly starting to do that. I guess it is harder for someone that's about 20 to do this. You know, you don't go to school with people. You might not even go to work with them. Like, you don't know anyone that even surfs. And you're getting into it, you know. Or maybe you've moved there from, I don't know, overseas or wherever, and you've moved to this place, and you're like, oh, I'm actually, like, been surfing for a few years, I'm actually not that bad, like, I'm a pretty good surfer, how do I, like, get into the scene, and, you know, go surfing, that's all I can say, go surfing and talk to people, like, a lot of the time people are too afraid to put themselves out there and just, like, go, oh, g'day mate, I'm new here, blah, 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 because, like, throughout the years, a lot of the surfing mentality has been locals only, you know, all that basic stuff that stereotypes surfers, you know, those stereotypes are still around, and basically breaking down those stereotypes is the only way that we can really reach out and be friendly, because trust me, every surfer that I know, except maybe a couple, they're all really good blokes, and like, you can talk to them, and like, when you're out there surfing, like, you go past someone you've never even seen before, and they're like, oh, g'day, or be like, oh, that's a sick one that you're on, and blah, things like that, and I guess that is the main way that you can get in, it's just knowing people, because, like, unless you're born into it, like, you know, there's the Bra Boys up in bloody Bondi and that, you're only really born into it, or, like, only really locals go into it. You can't, like, move from Indonesia and go to bloody Bondi and become a Bra Boy, because it's more family orientated, and but unless there's a real culture like that where it's only like you only get into it where they're like your dad's like a part of it, or your family's always been around those people, or you know, your uncle is a part of it, and you want to surf heaps, you know, things like that. Even if you're a gun surfer, you can surf the spots where they surf, but you're never really going to be in that brotherhood. But that's a bit different to surf culture in general. So pretty much just get out and talk to people. It's not going to hurt. If they tell you to fuck off, like, can't really do much about that. Just be like, oh, he's a cockhead. I'll leave him. And then, like, you'll talk to someone, like, yeah, sick, man. There's actually a really good surf spot. It's going to be on this weekend. Go to such and such place. And, yeah, just walk down the beach there. Try at, like, 8 or something. That's the first time I might see you out there, if I'm out there. You know, people say stuff like that, and you're like, oh, what a great bloke, you know. Because pretty much everyone that surfs is a good bloke. Unless you fuck up in the lineup. That's where people get angry, and especially, you need to be really on your game, especially in those local areas, and like, the kind of backyard places that not many people know about, and that really only the locals charge and stuff, and it's only on at a certain time, and you rock up there, and you might have surfed a couple of times, and then there'll be some heavy locals out there that are really good surfers and have been around for ages. And if you get in their way, or you drop in, you know, they're just gonna, they'll give you the glare. They might even say something to you, tell you to fuck off. And best thing you can do then is just paddle in, I reckon. Really. If you've fucked up bad and you're like, big wave, best wave, someone's in a barrel. One of my mates does this a lot. You know, someone's in a barrel and you just drop in on them. You're like, and if everyone sees it, you're fucked. Like, you're just going to look at you and be like, what the hell are you doing, mate? Like, look. And I've dropped in on people before. And always say, you have to say sorry. Straight up, just be like, oh shit, man, I'm so sorry. Like, even if they're like, even if you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And they just go, no, fuck off. Go back in. Don't come out here again, blah, blah, blah. People are still going to be like that, but if you've done something, like, if you haven't done something that bad, and you're like, maybe you're like paddled and you're like accidentally and you duck dived under someone, and you're like, oh shit, I got in their way a bit there. Just, maybe try and stay out of, maybe try and stay wide of the lineup for a bit. And then, like, people forget about it, really. Unless it's the best wave of the day and you drop in on them. they'll forget about it, like, instantly. And, but just because someone tells you to go back in doesn't mean you can't come back out in the next couple of days or the next day or even in the next hour. Just, you gotta learn from your mistakes, and, I think that's what good surfers do. They learn from the mistakes, and, yeah. Yeah, so the next topic that I got down is, what surfboard to ride, in what waves, and, this is a really hard question, because it's really up to you. Like, you see Craig Anderson flying down into massive, big barrels in bloody Indo and Bali. Cloud Break just flying into these 20-foot barrels on, like, a 5-foot board. And, like, the board's, like, shaking like crazy, but it gets just barreled. And it looks like he's in, has so much control over it and its movements. And then other times you see someone dropping in on it. On a small as wave on a 6-foot board, or, you know, a huge pipeline wave with 6'8", you know, it's really up to you. There are some practical things. You're not going to go out at pipeline on a 10-foot day with a 5-foot board. You're just not going to, like, in general, you're just not. It's, first of all, paddling. Like, you got to think about the conditions. If you're paddling out into a huge day, and it's choppy, and it's shitty, and it's swirly like a bloody washing machine, you're not going to take out your smallest board, because it's going to take you 20 minutes to paddle out. Like, yeah, you might be able to duck dive everything, because, like, it's easy to duck dive, but you're just going to be basically swimming, and it's going to take you a long time to get out there. But then if you take a huge board and you can't get past the sets because you can't bloody duck dive the thing, then you're in strife there as well. It's really, you got to find that right balance. So it's going to be the next solid day that I'm surfing. I'm taking out my 6'2". I can't remember the volume, it's like, it's not that big though, and Pintail, I'm taking that out next big day, not because it's easy to paddle, but just because it, like, the other factor is it gives you the ability to take the steeper drop without nose diving, or else a lot of the time you've got to sit so far back on the board that you're pretty much stalling going down the wave because you're so far back. And, you're in the stalling position because you're so far back. Like, you don't want to have to do that. Even on small, like, 2-3 foot waves, like Hawaiian, not the faces, like, 6 foot faces. But, like, those type of waves, I've been on my 5'11", and I've nosedived. Because I've been just too far forward, or the drop's just really steep at the wave that I was surfing. I didn't really account for it. That's when a longer board, even just like I said, 4 inches, it does so much, and, basically just get comfortable riding everything. A lot of it's common knowledge, but you just need to find the balance, and basically just take your boards out and see what works, and then, once you get that experience, it'll be a lot easier to do. Hopefully, just with this podcast, hopefully we can get some more people to even just, like, call in, because I'd love to talk to you on the phone about different shit that's going on, so do that. I'm actually eating. You might be hearing me eating. I'm eating caramel popcorn, so just hear you a bit pissed off by the way I'm talking. I'm actually a little bit hungry. Just went and had a look at some surf spots down the coast, not too far from here, because basically I live out of the main town, away from most of the surf spots, and pretty much all the places where I could surf is just sheer cliff going into open ocean, Sharky has. And but there is one surf spot, and I just went and had staked it out, sort of, because I'm probably going to be surfing there tomorrow morning. I hope. I'd love to surf it. Looks dreamy as rolling waves coming into the cliffs in a big cove. Just if it had the wind, perfect barrels, right? Big waves too. Looks fun as. Yeah. What the hell have we been going for? Just gonna check. How long have we been going for? 15 minutes, that's alright. It's okay. Yeah, so if you're just like having a look for a surfing podcast and you're just like, oh, what's this? Fins and Tins. Fucking shit. Just have a listen, you know? Even if you're like, because I explained a fair bit in the first bit, and like, people don't really like listening to this shit about me rambling on and stuff. Like, they want to hear the shit that they want to know. And basically, if you want to know something, if you're on here and you're like, I don't really give a shit about what he's saying right now, I want to know this, this, and this, well, go into the questions. Fucking write that shit down and send it to me. Because, basically, that's what I want you to do. I want you to give me those questions so I can give you that, those answers. And, so make sure you get onto that if you do listen. Probably won't get anyone, to be honest. I don't really know. I've only just started doing this, so I'm recording off my phone right now. That's the thing. It's in my room. Eating popcorn. Yeah, so make sure you get onto that. Might only go for another 5 minutes, just because I really built this a lot on the questions that you guys want to ask me, so make sure you get onto that. Next episode we'll probably be covering Australian surfing and the different places on the checklist to surf at Oz. If you're looking to come over and surf Australia, I'm going to go through all the surf spots that you really should be coming over to surf. I'll tell you if they're intermediate, beginner, or advanced, you know, big waves, small waves, world-class waves, like, I'll get it all down for you, you know, tell you the different breaks and stuff like that. I've been looking a lot into Australian surfing, just because we'll be going on a trip, possible trip up the east coast of Australia, and also the west coast of Australia, which will be fun. So yeah, stick around for the next episode. So write down the questions, send them in, because look, I'm gonna love it if you guys start doing that. I really want to get this podcast up and going, not because I want to make a living out of it, because like I'm probably not going to. It's just a fun thing to do, you know, have a little talk about surfing. Doesn't have to be surfing. Send in whatever the hell you want. I really don't care. Send in anything. Golf, fucking maths, philosophy, music. I don't care. Send whatever the fuck you want in. And we'll answer that for you. I'm going to get some people on here talking with me about shit. Questions you guys send in. So a few more local surfers that I know and I'm mates with. Also, go check out on Instagram, Southwest Surf. It's my mate's surfing. He wants to be a surf photographer. It's so cool. It's like all of Southwest of Victoria surfing. Make sure you go in there, give that a follow, give it a like. So that's Southwest Surf. Get onto that. And I'll see all you guys for the next episode. Don't forget to send in them questions. Cheers.